information you need, live and local. Good Friday morning. I'm Scott Hayes. It's now 8:23. And it is time for What's in Outdoors here on this Friday morning. We're brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. And we say good morning to Mr. Phil Taunton. How are you, Phil?
Doing just fine, Scott. How you doing?
Doing great here on a Friday. Sitting in for Ron here, of course. And, of course, we know the star of the show is you, my friend. So it doesn't matter who's sitting in this chair as long as you're where you're at. So.
Well, we just try to do what we can, Scott, to get word of the outdoors out to our listeners. And, boy, we just got a whole lot going on. Have a good Headwaters trap range built there at Council Grove. We're trying to get hold of Sean Horner right now just to hear a little bit more about this range and an upcoming benefit on August 31. But I've had just a great time fishing with Sean's great-grandfather out on the lake. No, it's Sean's grandfather. It's Kay's great-grandfather. And just hearing the stories from this 80-years young man has made my day all week. And he did give me a good tip. One of the things we use when we're fishing for catfish is shad. And anyone's ever touched shad sides, shad's guts, shad period, knows that they leave a little bit of a sign on your hands that you don't want to smell all day. So what Dutch said, he said, Phil, all you got to do is when you go home or want to, is just wash your hands with Crest toothpaste. And it does make a difference.
Takes that smell off, huh?
It does. So thank you, Dutch. And I guess we got Sean on the line now. How you doing, Sean?
Fantastic, Phil. How are you?
Hanging in there. Driving in from Council Grove this morning to the studio. I was really blessed that we didn't have that wind and weather and everything that we've been having in these early mornings escapades.
Nice and cool as well, yeah.
Yeah, I have some people working on the house, and I've watched them work several times over there in those near triple-digit days, and really felt sorry for them. And I know as a former construction worker myself, these cool days, you just feel blessed when they happen.
That's right.
But you've been doing a little bit of work over there yourself on the new Headwaters Trap Range, Sean. Just tell us a little bit about the range and your upcoming benefit.
Yeah, we got that started. We're trying to get it going for the high school shooting sports here in Council Grove. The last couple of years has been kind of a learning process for us. We went through the Kansas High School shooting sports people to allow us to do this. We got sanctioned by them, which then we had to go to the school board, and the school board approved it. And they were pretty gracious to let us do that. And in the meantime, we've learned a lot about, a bureaucracy of the city and things like that that's given us the land to do it. We got 3.5 acres out there, and got a little range started, and it's really, it's been a long process, but it's really come to fruition now. And the 31st will be our first shoot out there, and it'll be a benefit shoot for us. And we're going to try to get as many people out there as we can and get some money raised to help finish that thing and get the get some funding for these kids.
Well, when we talk about high school shooting sports, and I know these are on, not sanctioned sports, but just how is the participation coming around, not only in Council Grove, but across the country?
Well, across the country, it's the fastest growing shooting or sport, period, in the country. And I just read an article in Time Magazine, and they had some numbers posted, so that's pretty easy to quote for you. But from 2015, there was about 9,200 kids across the country that were participating in the high school shooting sports. And then 2018 is a 21,917, so 137% increase in participation. So it's amazing. These kids are really learning a lot about gun safety and the use of a gun. So many kids look at a gun as a dangerous item, not as, something you could go out and enjoy yourself with as long as you're safe with. And I think this is helping bring a lot of a light onto our, things we enjoy doing by giving them a positive way to use it.
When I first got involved with this program, I went over to Andover and to talk a fishing program in their school. And one of the administrators came over and talked to me and asked me what did I know about the high school Sporting Clays things. And I said, well, I think it's a very good program. And he said he was really interested in getting hunter education in that school because one of the things that at the time before you could participate in the shooting sports, you had to take hunter education. And I felt for the longest time that everybody should take hunter education, whether they plan on hunting or not. And some people want to call it hunter safety. And it has to do a lot about safety, but hunter education has to do more to me about ethics, conservation, and being the right kind of outdoors person we want you to be out there. Is that still a requirement that the kids need to take hunter education before they can participate? And just what ages are you looking at, Sean?
Well, yeah, to answer your first question, there's two things they can do. They can have hunter's education, and that will allow them to get in and start shooting. We have kids, you know, that don't have that background and haven't had that opportunity, so the high school shooting sports has a program that they'll put them through. It's a safety course, very similar. That'll allow them to go ahead and shoot with our certified instructors. So that, you know, there's two ways to go about that, but, you know, obviously, same as you, I would recommend the hunter's ed and get that out of the way, and that's something they'll have for the rest of their life and be able to use. And we got several instructors that'll be able to do that actually at the school, so that'll save some kids some time. It's not going to be an in-depth process by any means.
Well, Sean, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family's love of the outdoors?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I grew up, at the lake, in the field hunting birds, and we did some deer hunting, but really I would say the most avid thing that we do is our fishing and our bird hunting. We're really into our dogs and obviously, you know, the cat fishing is always a great thing to be doing every summer, and crappie fishing in the spring. And but since I've been, 5 years old, and heck, I got pictures of me, dad holding a stringer fish when I was a newborn baby. So it's never been an option. It's always just been there. And it's really been just a blessing for me because the kids love it. My wife was never really into that before, and she absolutely loves it now. So I've really got it made, Phil.
Well, I know that. And what I love about it is the family activity, seeing Amy and Kristen and, of course, Kasten and Kate out there all together. And with that much, we had some first-time paddle boarders the other night, and they didn't hesitate to jump right on there, including you. But tell us a little bit about that new bird dog puppy.
Oh, Daisy May. Yeah, she's a lot of fun. We hadn't had a puppy. Duke's 6 years old, and he's a great dog, phenomenal. Phenomenal bird dog, does everything I want him to do, and we thought we'd put a dog behind him and get her started, and gives the kids a little bit of responsibility, same, goes with that. But she's doing real well. The only issue Amy has with her right now, is the potty training. She's not enjoying that part of it. She's doing what puppies do in the house sometimes, and the old carpet cleaners came out more than we'd like to know, but yeah, she's doing really good. We're really enjoying it, and you've given us some advice on helping her out and getting her moving along, and we appreciate that. So it's, I don't know. I enjoy dogs more than human beings most of the time, and that little puppy brings me a lot of joy as well as the rest of our family. So,
well, I know there's an old saying that the more people I meet, the more I love my dog. So that's something to think about there. But in closing, August 31, And that benefit shoot, that's going to be pretty good experience for some people that maybe haven't had their gun out of the closet all year for quite some time, because September 1 will be the big dove opener. So you mentioned some games you'll be playing on August 31, like Colorado Knockout and Bushwhacker. And just what, if someone wants to come to that shoot, what will they be expecting to do?
Well, we're really setting it up for all ages. We're going to have some knockout shoots. You're going to have some more experienced shooters there that are going to be, hitting those long-range targets, faster targets. But that'll be definitely there for those guys. But we're really, you know, our focus is on the kids and all ages being able to participate. So we're going to have some five bird contests, and you know, you can pick your five partners, bring your friends, and all five of you can line up, throw your money on the table, and you know, you'll split it with the club. So it's going to be fun for all ages. We're going to have some slower birds for the kids and a little faster for the adults, and some other games as well, and some raffles and drawings. But we just want to get as many people out there and experience it as we can, and then hopefully get a little money for that club and get these kids shooting.
I know you have a very active 4-H bunch over there that have taken the kids to a BB gun, National BB gun meets every year, and that's really cool. And but you're doing so many good things over there, and also the Headwaters Archery Range that they've met pretty well. I think they got one more shoot left. But one thing I always want to know, what you're going to have to eat if a guy comes to that.
Well, on that particular day, we're probably going to do some hamburgers and hot dogs and make it nice and easy, and some cool lemonade, and obviously you'll have some bottled water running around, but we're definitely going to have some food there for you, Phil.
Well, I know that you can fry some fish. Just how did you make that fish so wonderful the other day that I've been eating on all week?
You know, that's Grandma's recipe. I keep it real simple. I just throw a little flour with some cornmeal and some salt and pepper, and try to get it, you know, just thick enough that it gets crispy when you fry it, and it's worked out for a lot of years.
Well, it was great. Well, you be careful in your work today, Sean, and we'll be talking to you over the weekend. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Phil. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Want to get a break in here, sir?
Yeah, let's go to the break. I will have some more information up on the Watson Outdoors webpage. Or if you want to know more about the Headwaters Trap Range, you can give me a call at 620-794-5373. Changing addresses and phone numbers and everything, Scott, it's a little tough on an old brain.
There you go. 834 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Watson Outdoors here on a Friday. We'll take a break. We're brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply.
The Polaris factory authorized clearance is going on now at Express Tire and Auto. The world's best-selling off-road lineup is priced to move with low financing and rebates up to $3,500. See your Polaris dealer now for the best deals of the year. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue next to the Water Tower. Rebates valid in the United States through September 30th, 2019 on new 2015 through 2019 vehicles. Financing offer valid on 2015 through 2020s. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Smoke meats without the long wait with the right grill from Blue Stem. The Timberline 850 with the true convection system smokes meat 20% faster and offers unmatched precision grilling, whether you're grilling low and slow at 165 or hot and fast at 500. Achieve competition-worthy smoke rings with features like super smoke mode, timers, and automatic temp change. It'll bring your wood-fired cooking into the modern age, and Blue Stem's got it. The new Timberline 850 from Traeger at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Watson Outdoors continues here on this Friday morning, 23rd of August, 2019. I'm Scott Hayes with Phil Taunton here on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. We are visiting with Sean Honor in that first segment, and they have a benefit shoot coming up August 31st. So as Phil said, look for more information on the Watson Outdoor page on that. What else is going on, Mr. Taunton?
Well, this Friday is our next to the last week that we're going to be awarding young winners for a Youth Outdoor Experience Contest some fishing equipment and a chance to win a lifetime hunting and fishing license that we will present at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch's Conservation Days. This Friday's winner is Bailey Wiltz of Emporia. And I just loved her story when she wrote, "I want to be the lucky youngster awarded a Kansas lifetime hunting and fishing license." These women need more. They come right to the point.
Yeah.
But she shared a hunt that she had, her first hunt with her father. And Bailey, I think, might be around 10, 11 years old. She hunts with a crossbow. And she was able to stick a doe, but it wasn't in one of the most best positions, and they couldn't find it that evening. And when they went out the next morning, they found it that the coyotes have had their way with it. And you know, that happens with hunting. Sometimes even our best predators don't make that good, clean kill that we strive to get and stress to do. But I know she's going to hang in there because she's a tough young lady. She's my next-door neighbor for about 4 years.
There you go.
And our youth winner in the boys division is Jet Heilman from Topeka. Jet got hold of a big old drum, and he said it's always something when you grab a fish that big, and even if you don't line it, it broke his line. But he said he really loves fishing, and some other things he loves to fish for are the sunfish and crappie. So, listeners, we got one more week. Just send your stories to outdoors@kvue.com with a picture, age of the child, and you will be awarded, if you're a winner of this, you'll be awarded a Zepco 33 fishing combo, some assorted lures, a KVO t-shirt, and a dozen night crawlers complement a Bluestem Farm and Ranch or the Council Grove Marina. And you can take your entries to either one of those places, too, because I check them quite regularly. Remember, see us there September, I believe it's the 5th and, no, it's the 6th and 7th out at the store, and we'll be having all kind of conservation groups and pro staffers out there to talk to you all about the great outdoors.
All right, so congratulations to Bailey and Jets. I particularly like Bailey's letter because she mentioned that the snacking was a big part of what they did on their hunt, which, you know, I would think if you were trying to encourage me to go hunting, if you mentioned that there's going to be plenty of snacks, that would be a good way to get me in a blind or on a dock somewhere. So,
well, my father, he always had snacks when we went, and generally it was German chocolate cake complemented with Spam and hard-boiled eggs. So,
all right. That is a unique mixture right there, for sure.
Yeah, so we had quite a time when we'd go. So these kids' stories have just been so rewarding for me, Scott, because in their stories, I'm reliving my childhood quite a bit. So they're very interesting, and I do appreciate the participation we've had in this contest.
All right, let's get our second and final break in. This is What's in Outdoors on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. We're brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto. This is KVOE. We're live and local.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Summer may be over, but it's not over for your lawn. Bluestem has Scott's lawn care products that'll help you keep your yard looking green and healthy through fall and give it a head start for next spring. Like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed Feed Fertilizer. It comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your place. When it comes to Scott's lawn care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Bluestem's got it. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The Polaris factory authorized clearance is going on now at Express Tire and Auto. The world's best-selling off-road lineup is priced to move with low financing and rebates up to $3,500. See your Polaris dealer now for the best deals of the year. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue next to the water tower. Rebates valid in the United States through September 30th, 2019 on new 2015 through 2019 vehicles. Financing offer valid on 2015 through 2020s. Subject to credit approval, offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Final segment of In the Garden here on this Friday morning. I'm Scott Hayes with Phil Taunton on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. What else we got going on, Mr. Taunton?
Well, Scott, we're not really in the garden right now. But
did I say in the garden? That's no. Muscle memory right there. What's in outdoors? No, I don't usually host What's in Outdoors. I always host In the Garden, so muscle memory kicked in.
Well, you do a great job with it. And hunters love to be in the garden. Some of my friends and family that hunt, they are avid gardeners and get out there. And I really enjoy listening to Travis's show and all the tips that you all put out with on Thursday. How many more of those shows you have this summer?
We are going to go until mid-October. So we have about 6-7 weeks left, somewhere in that range.
The way this year has been, we might still be in summer in mid-October. You can't really tell. The weather really has been something this whole year with the amount of rain and everything. And, of course, I mentioned when I was talking to Sean that September 1 is the opening of the mourning dove season. But anymore, it's not just a mourning dove or turtle dove. We have four species of doves in Kansas. So, hunters, you need to know what species you shoot and the different laws and rules and regulations that go with them, the limits. Getting a lot of questions about hunter education this time of year, and especially who needs a hunter education class. And it depends on who you talk to. You get so many different opinions on what you need to do, but it hasn't really changed since 2005. And then talking with my friends in Pratt, that internet assisted classes came out somewhere between 2005 and 2007. So to take Hunter's education for your certificate, you need to be at least 11 years old. Now, it's up to the organizing instructor if he'll let people in the class younger, because some of these classes really fill up and get real big. But you need to be 11 to get certified. And with that, kids can hunt once they've taken hunter's ed at the age of 12 by themselves. Some people think, well, that's a little scary. I don't know if I want to see a 12-year-old youngster out in the woods by themselves with a gun. But I remember taking a firearm out with my bird dog, a gun across my shoulder, walking down the street when I was 11 years old in Junction City. I don't know what would go through people's minds now,
right,
if they saw a youngster with a gun across his shoulder going down the street. But we'd walk in out of town and really had unlimited permission to hunt in these areas. And so things have really changed in those years since I was a youngster. So
we had a similar discussion the other day about, you used to go hunting in the morning and then you'd go to school and your rifle would be in the gun rack in the back of your truck while you were in class or whatever. And that obviously won't fly
that
nowadays.
It's definitely a no-no. That's right. But some of it is the rules are really well merited that it is this way today. And two, why would you want to really have your gun in the back of a truck and encourage a criminal element to break in there and maybe
right.
steal it.
But to go back to your point, obviously, a 12-year-old hunting, that's the whole point of hunter education. You teach them the proper rules and etiquette with hunting and respecting the firearm, and then you feel like they're licensed and ready to have that right.
Yes, we used to have our fathers and other mentors and uncles teach us that. And when I first started teaching hunter's ed, we could certify kids 7-8 years of age that passed the test. Some of the kids couldn't read the questions, but when you work with them and you know, verbally, and they can answer and you can tell that they've done the work to get certification. But just to clarify, you need to be 11 years old to take hunter's education. You cannot hunt by yourself just because you're certified until you're 12. If something happens that you have missed out on a class and all of a sudden you wake up and you're 16 years of age and haven't had one, Wildlife and Parks does have a way that you can still hunt, and that is with somebody that is licensed, that's 18 years of age or older. And what you do is you apply for it's called a deferred license or apprentice license. You still need to buy a license, but you can buy that as long as you hunt with somebody 18 years of age or older that has taken hunter's ed. And you're able to do that for 2 years. But kids 15 and under, they can hunt with someone 18 years of age or older. And I find it ironic, this person does not need to have hunter's ed. But what they're trying to do is get more of the younger people out to at least experience it. There's different kind of licensing going with it. And if you really get into hunter education and also into wildlife and the wildlife appreciation, you will know that the hunter is really the number one up on the list of a conservationist in our country. Well, that's pretty well all I got, except some other things. Of course, I mentioned.
No, that's all I got, except some other things. That sounds like Phil to a T.
It is me.
That's all the time I have today, but I'm going to keep going anyway.
Sort of, you know, I'm taking over for Yogi Berra that used to have them isms. We do have that Bluestem Farm and Ranch event coming up, 6th and 7th, over at Council Grove. We have Heroes Helping Heroes, our H3 event, September 7th and 8th. It's already full. On Saturday, they'll be having about 40 youth out on a fishing derby, and then our disabled veterans will be able to be into a bass boat on Sunday and have a time of their life, we hope. We're going to have another benefit tournament in memory of Jordan Miller, September 14th at Council Grove, and so happy I'll be working with Sally and Patricia again, doing our Vamos a Pescar program out at Camp Alexander on September 21, where we'll host 12 Hispanic families and give them some polls. Last but not least, Scott, is we do have a hunter education class in the books. It's going to be September 28th out at the Flint Hills National Refuge. Tanya Combs is coordinating this class. She does a very good job with classes out there. And people, if you really need a class to find one in your area, all you got to do is go to www.safehunters.com, and it'll give you the latest listings of class being offered. I know Tanya's class is restricted to 30, and she has 24 openings right now, but it will close up quick. So, Scott, God bless.
All right, sir.
Have a good weekend.
All right. You be safe. I'm assuming you're going back up to Council Grove, so be safe on the drive, sir. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, I love to get that crest on my hands when I'm fishing for those catfish.
There you go. All right. Phil Taunton here this morning. What's in Outdoors? Of course, we're brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and by Express Tire and Auto. 848 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. A cloudy sky right now, 73 degrees. Sports headlines with Greg Ray still to come this hour. We're going to check in with Aaron Hammond and the Emporia Rec Center, get a corporate challenge update. Local headlines with Chuck Samples, just a few minutes out right now. The latest national and world headlines from ABC News.
He helped build Koch Industries into a corporate giant and became a giant among conservatives. This morning we're learning that David Koch has died. Speaking to ABC News 5 years ago, he talked about why he and his brother Charles became active in donating to conservative causes.
I'm really focused intensely on economic and fiscal